From the YPR studios, I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Republican legislative leaders say it's premature to talk about a special legislative session to address the state budget. House Appropriations Chair Nancy Balance points to the state law that authorizes the governor to make cuts in times where there's a projected revenue shortfall. She and other GOP legislative leaders aren't convinced that's the case in Montana.
We don't have any new data to tell us that that will happen.
They say wait until November when the new revenue estimates come in. The state's budget director, Dan Villa, has forecast that revenues will be down $227 million. So to prepare for that, the Bullock administration has asked its agencies to submit options for a 10% budget decrease. Senate Finance and Claims Chair Senator Lou Jones says forecasting is a challenge because income taxes can vary. He says the administration's suggested cuts will hurt Montanans.
I have no issue with the folks coming in and saying we were unduly targeted. I happen to agree with them. I happen to think that targeting a vulnerable population to get a scream for revenue when there are other options is maybe not the best approach, but it is the approach that was taken. So that issue does need to be dealt with. And when the governor selects his list of cuts and how he plans to deal with it, I'll comment on it further. Right now, my comment is it was a list of services that I found somewhat repugnant.
State law gives the governor the authority to cut up to 10% of general fund spending. Since the departments of health, corrections, and education receive 85% of the general fund appropriations, they're targeted to absorb the bulk of the cuts. House Speaker Austin Knutson believes the cuts to services for Montana's most vulnerable residents were recommended intentionally to force the legislature's involvement.
He doesn't need the legislature to do that for him. I have no doubt he would like us to do it for him, but the fact is he's got statutory authority now. It's been done by lots of other governors. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here.
Knutson and others say the governor is ignoring cuts to the bureaucracy. As for whether he thinks there needs to be a special session, the Speaker of the House says that's up to the governor, and he makes it clear.
I'm not interested in having a special session to talk about raising taxes and implementing our cuts. And I'm certainly not interested in having that discussion until the governor has used whatever statutory authority he's got to try to solve this problem.
Republicans hold the majority in both the state House and Senate. Senate Minority Leader John Sesso is surprised the GOP legislative leadership thinks it's premature to consider options to deal with the projected revenue shortfall. He says lawmakers have been discussing this and potential cuts for the past 3 months.
I also believe, Jackie, that the idea or the notion that we can cut expenses out of existing services to the extent necessary to bring the budget in balance is just wrong.
Sesso suggests lawmakers at least entertain the idea of a few temporary tax increases to get the state through the biennium.
There is not a Democrat or a Republican or anybody who's in elected office who wants to or is interested in raising taxes. We overestimated the amount of revenue that the state would take in under the general fund in fiscal year 17. And by extension, fiscal years 18 and 19, and something's got to give.
Sesso says he's here to represent Montanans, not an ideology that says taxes can't be raised in a crisis. His idea is a mix of cuts and temporary tax increases.
We have to cut the government. There's no question about that. And there are ways we can do that that have the least impact on the vulnerable in our state. That has to be done, no question about it. But we're not going to get out of this problem by thinking we can do it all on the cut side of the equation.
A spokeswoman for the Bullock administration says the governor has not set a timetable to announce what it will do with the state budget. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.